Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're joined by Mr. Jeremy Tillman, the founder and CEO of TrainUp.com, the web's largest training marketplaces, offering career development and skills courses from the individual to the corporate level with over 300,000 instructor-led training events and 20,000 online courses and videos. How awesome is that? And Mr. Tillman, thanks for joining us here today.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, great to have you with us and looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, and a good place to start, what is TrainUp.com? Take it further, and how can companies and individuals utilize the platform?
Great. Well, TrainUp.com, as you said, is one of the web's leading training marketplaces where you can search, research, and register for training or get highly skilled professionals to come to your facility to deliver on-site training. And we've helped more than 60,000 companies since we started in 2004 to help individuals reach their learning objectives. And we developed a lot of unique learning technology to really meet strategic learning needs within organizations. And that's been a lot of what we've been up to lately, is really creating and crafting custom solutions, not just facilitated, but also with the platform. So it's just been a joy to help companies reach their learning goals and really exceed what's happened in the traditional norm.
Now, right now, America is going through what many have coined the Great Resignation. What can companies do to be prepared to deal with it, and even more importantly, try and reverse that tide?
Great. Yeah, you know, one of the things we think is that we don't think that you actually can reverse it. We think that you can slow it, but you can't completely reverse it. So we're encouraging companies to really think about it in two ways. One, from a retention standpoint, people are going to stay if they feel cared for and they feel valued within an organization. Especially now, what are companies doing to help that individual feel as if they matter, and not just within the company, but also to their own individual growth and development? So a lot of the things that we offer in training and development is a critical part of that. But one of the things we think is also critical is, instead of trying to reverse it, let's accept part of that as a reality and figure out as an organization how we can capture the knowledge that's going to help companies move forward faster. A lot of times people are leaving our organizations and they're taking with them knowledge, insights, experiences that the organizations aren't capturing to be able to pass on to not only who's coming next, but those who are retained on that team. And so we've developed, you know, with a lot of our platforms, our new knowledge flow platform, to help companies capture that flow of knowledge that's coming in and out of their organizations, manage it, and be able to disseminate that back and reskill and upskill faster. Because you can't completely reverse it.
Hey, that is a great response, and really appreciate that. You can slow the tide down, but you can't stop it. Good point made there. Now, another buzzword right now is diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. How can companies make sure they are doing more than just paying lip service to this important initiative? And how can TrainUp.com help companies with their DEI training?
You know, DEI, it's emotional. It's not like Excel training or project management training. Everyone, you know, approaches DEI with their fears, with their anxieties, with their unconscious biases. And oftentimes traditional training does nothing more than stir those emotions and leave learners unsettled and really unprepared for what's next and how to really put these things into practice. And we just think it's so important that organizations accept the reality that people are starting from different places and in that journey, and help move them towards really in a more inclusive environment. At TrainUp.com, when we approach DEI training, we just stop doing the typical training that everyone wants to do. And because we think that knowledge alone is not enough to produce change. And we're really challenging companies to really consider three things. One is, how do we create community? The second is, how do we focus on inclusion? And then how do we celebrate growth in the process? And with our platforms, we are helping companies create safe places for people to explore these concepts of DEI. I mean, what are you going to do after the training? That's the big question. But with us, it's not even what you're going to do after. We want that journey to begin before. We have a client of ours that's got over 100,000 employees. And they approached us and a partner of ours And they wanted to put a DEI solution in place, but they didn't want to do just a normal check the box or roll out e-learning. And so what we were able to do with them is to help them build a solution that can scale, which is a big thing for large companies, but also it works for small organizations. This particular organization, we just wrapped up a 1,000-person pilot, 250 people in China, 250 in the UK, 250 in the US, and 250 in India. And of these 1,000 people, we had more than 600 engaging before the training even began in our platform, sharing real stories and real insights and answering real questions around this very sensitive topic. And what that did is it broke those barriers down. And of those who engaged in the platform early, 86% attended the training. Only 7% of the people who attended the training never interacted. And so it was amazing stats. And then afterwards, they're able to put those things into practice, not only in the platform, and share and celebrate their growth. So when something happens, when people are putting these things into practice or really struggling with some of these topics, where do they go? How do they engage? And so our training now is more than just presenting great content and great information. It's about creating community so that individuals and organizations can really capture the essence of this and really build that culture of inclusion. And we also think it's very important to focus on inclusion. If you hire diverse people within your organization and you put them into an environment that's non-inclusive, then the great resignation happens even more. A lot of these diverse leaders and diverse hires are leaving because they're coming into environments where they just don't feel comfortable. We were working with an organization who historically has recruited from Yale and Harvard as their kind of two main sources. And, you know, through the training and through a program, they actually went to a historically black college and university for the first time ever and recruited there. And it's a whole new experience. How do we celebrate that? But also recognizing if you bring someone into that organization, how does that work? And how do you build inclusive environments, inclusive culture, so that people actually stay and they don't leave? So we've kind of retired from doing things the traditional way, and we really are encouraging companies, large and small, to take this not only serious, but to think about how they can create those safe places.
Really do appreciate the thorough coverage and response there on that last question and all the information shared so far. Today we're joined by Jeremy Tillman, the founder and CEO of TrainUp.com, the web's largest training marketplace, is offering career development and skills courses from the individual all the way up to the corporate level. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Jeremy, like many things, obviously, virtualization of learning and training really took off during COVID and still is taking place right now. How should companies be looking to maximize the ability to create training for employees that they can complete on their own time, which is a great, great bonus right there?
Yeah, you know, COVID's had an interesting impact on the L&D space. A lot of vendors and even ourselves, when we look at our inventory, we had hundreds of thousands of instructor-led events available before the pandemic. And for many organizations, they had never done a virtual course ever. And that shift happened very quickly. And for many organizations, they had no digital content or virtualization because we had done training one way for so long. And so what we found throughout this process is that long courses don't work effectively. What we really encourage organizations to do when you're looking at virtualization and even creating content that you can take on their own time is to keep that content focused on niche objectives. So instead of creating an hour-long course, create 5 6-minute courses where you focus on one particular objective that you can create that people can capture. What's great about that is that it allows you to disseminate that in a lot of different modalities. You can do it mobile. They can access it through learning management systems. You can make that content more accessible to people. And also, people can accomplish that objective, that learning objective, more quickly and get right to the point. And so what we found is that people's appetite for learning in that virtual way, if you can reduce the length of it and keep it niche and focused, companies are seeing really, really interesting impact. But if you are going to do a little bit longer virtualization training, try to work in some level of activity or think space to help people's brains stay focused, because it's one of those things where As much as this virtual content is now real and available, we still are looking at how effective and impactful it really is, because it's not exactly how humans learn best. So we've done a lot of research on that, and we're developing a lot of solutions around that as well to really help companies design things in a way that fit the way adults learn.
Good stuff right there, some good detail. Now, the one criticism of virtual learning is that it can be a bit passive at times, or people can claim they've taken it by just leaving it on in the background. How does TrainUp.com work to ensure it is a more interactive experience, which I'm sure folks are looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that when you think about virtual learning, we have to engage people in a way that is more relevant to them. You know, passive consumption has been out of style for really a while. I mean, if you think about what's working on the internet, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Wikipedia, there's so many different ways that people are engaging right now. What TrainUp.com has really done recently, as we shift to this continuous learning model, is we've helped companies build community around content. You see, content alone is not enough to produce change. How many people are great leaders today because they took a one-day leadership course? Not many. How do we become great leaders? Well, it's over time. It's through experience. It's through practice. It's through success and fail. Well, are we setting up learning environments that allow people to fail and succeed, to learn from others? And so our concepts are one of learn together. And what we've done in these virtual environments to keep people really engaged is we are challenging organizations to capture their own internal insights. So think about this. If you're building a leadership organization and you want to build a great leadership training program, instead of just getting, if you're going to do, let's say, 30 leaders at a time, and you've got 1,000 leaders, then you're doing a lot of individual cohorts. Well, in the traditional learning methods and even in virtual learning methods, what's happening is that those cohorts aren't interacting. What we do in our platforms now is we bring all 1,000 people together in one interactive leadership learning community, even when you're rolling out the training in smaller cohorts, and we allow them to learn from each other. We want to capture the stories of great leaders within your organization and then reshare those stories in the platform to keep people connecting to learning and engaged, as opposed to just watching passive content that they may or may not be paying attention to. So when you can relate it back to the humanity of it, you're going to get a lot greater response.
Well, I'm sure some listeners have had their interest piqued here. This has been interesting information, and certainly an honor and a pleasure to have found out more about TrainUp.com here today. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share with the audience before we conclude today?
I think for us, for me, this is really so near and dear to my heart. You know, I'm that statistic. I probably shouldn't be here. You know, I grew up in a single-parent home. My mom struggled with substance abuse. Grew up in public housing, and yet all five of my brothers and sisters and I went to college. Not everyone graduated, we all went because my mom valued education. It's the one thing that can take someone from where they are today and help them get to where they want to be tomorrow. And that's what I've dedicated my life to. And so I challenge everyone to keep learning, keep growing, and keep following your dreams.
A perfect place to conclude things here today. Really a pleasure to have you with us, Jeremy. Again, it is trainup.com for further details. Anything else folks should look for on the website? Hit that website for us once again.
Trainup.com, TRAINUP.com, one word. You can find us or Knowledge Flow. And we're all over the web and LinkedIn as well. So 1-866-540-9677. Call us toll free anytime. We'll love to help you meet your learning needs, sharing your learning journey or experience. And thanks so much for having me on the show today.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Folks, it is trainup.com. Jeremy, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Jeremy Tillman, the founder and CEO of trainup.com, the web's largest training marketplaces offering career development and skills courses from the individual to the corporate level, with over 300,000 instructor-led training events and 20,000 online courses and videos. And for all the details, once again, visit trainup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.